Welcome back here on UC Sports Nation. We're talking with head coach Butch Chaffin of the Cookeville Cavaliers baseball program. A final record for his squad of 15-16 this year. Coach, a new district for you this year. Just won an 11 in district play, but seven of those losses by three runs or less. And I first just want to start off, how'd you think the team performed this year going into a really tough schedule?
You try to convince them that it was going to be a tough schedule, probably the toughest schedule we've had. And, you know, they're high school guys. They don't realize it until they're in the middle of the fight, how difficult it's going to be. I would have put our district this year, I would have put the pitching in our district that we had to face up against anybody's district across the board. We knew there would be a period of adjustment and that things had to go perfectly. And, you know, like you said, we lost several games by one, two, three runs. And it was just a battle and a scrap all year. And they started getting used to the emotional grind of it all. And the season ended right when they got used to it. So.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, you go into that district tournament and you have to play in the playing game against Wilson Central, and you beat a good Wilson Central team to get into that tournament. How proud were you of the team that they had endured so much of the losses throughout the regular season, but when it mattered most, they were able to step up and get the job done?
Well, I think that, like you said, we won that game and beat Wilson Central, which won 3 of 3 from us during the season, and all three games were tight. We got walked off at their place. Couldn't protect a lead one time. And, I think that meant more to them than anything. And then you turn around and you win the playing game, and your reward is you have to play one of the best teams in the state, Mount Juliet, three times. You know, or try to beat them three times. And, we went into the first game and lost 2-0. Mount Juliet, I think, got 4 hits. We got 3. If you didn't see them play, if you didn't see our district play, I don't know if you were watching baseball this year, because, you look at a Mount Juliet team that has, Austin Hundley on the mound, who's going to the University of Tennessee, whose brother pitched at Tennessee. He struck us out 10 times, and we lost 2-0 on a flare hit, really. And, you know, then they play Beach in the first region semi, and he strikes Beach out 15 times. So, I mean, he was a real arm. And then they come back with Zach Lee, who is going to MTSU, who's a tremendous athlete. I think he's 8-0. This year. And I'm not making excuses. It was just quite a different species that, you know, our district, from past years has been. So it was difficult. And, you know, it is going to continue to be an adjustment period. And, but now the players coming back, they realize what's going to happen, what they're used to. And, it shouldn't be as difficult, but it's always going to be difficult.
We're talking with head coach Butch Chaffin of the Cookeville Cavaliers baseball program right here on UC Sports Nation. They just finished their season with a final record of 15-16. We're talking about the new district they're in. And coach, I got to ask about the seniors as well. How many did you have? Who were they? And what have they meant to your program over the last few years?
Well, I think if you ask any coach about their seniors, you're going to say, you know, they endured. And we're going to miss them, and we enjoyed them. And we, you know, that's one of the fulfilling things of the job is if when you see kids come in and they have no idea what they're getting into, and as they age in your program, they go from boys to men. And that's really cliche, but you see the physical changes. You know, I look at Chris Hall, who was our designated hitter and outfielder for us, and he came in. He was a kind of a round freshman, and he leaves us, and he's just a beast of a man now. And you look at Jaden Davis, you look how they change. And we lose 8 of them, and they're all going to be missed. We lose Carson Raglan, Luke Maniscalco, Braden Hahn, Braxton Pugh, Christopher Hall. We lose Jaden Davis, Cody Mayberry. We lose 8 of them, and You know, you can't replace experience, especially at the high school level. Experience is just everything. The more at-bats you can get, the more comfortable you are, the more innings on the mound, the more comfortable you are. And Jaden Davis came to us and started at shortstop and batted third as a freshman and, you know, had a phenomenal year as a freshman. It's unfortunate that they didn't get to play more due to the pandemic, shutting us down after five games. But they leave us, and they've been through a lot, and we've all been through a lot together. And, you know, hopefully, and like I said, it's very cliche, but hopefully, you know, we've done a few things that because they went through our program, that when they get in the middle of life, it won't shock them.
Coach, you've been doing this for quite some time. You've seen a lot of baseball. How will this team, how will you remember this team in your coaching career?
I just remember that it's very rare when you have, you know, a team like this where everybody on the team is just a good guy. They're good guys. They showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They learned to push through, you know, adversity. You know, and I think that's their legacy. And, you know, we were 15-16, but, you know, I don't think that even the parents that complain about my coaching or something like that, in 15 years, they're not going to know our record. But in 15 years, when one of these guys is the mayor of their town and a doctor in this town, you know, they'll remember that. So we just continue to try to build. And, you know, sometimes nobody's going, you know, oh, poor you. But I think sometimes we get penalized because we're in a school with 2,300 kids, and it is a big school, and not all of them are athletes. But, you know, we have these guys that are willing to push through it and willing to work and build a work ethic, and they appreciate, you know, the brotherhood of it all. And that's what most of the times that's what they're looking for. They want to have fun. They want to work hard. They enjoy sweat. It means something to them. And, you know, then we go play games.
That's head coach Butch Chaffin with the Cookeville Cavaliers baseball program right here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, I've appreciated our conversations all season long. Congrats on the season. Look forward to seeing what you guys do next year.
Yes, sir. And I can't say enough for what you guys do for sports in our area. At a time period when newspapers are dwindling and you have to find the internet, and you seek out sports and you cover it, and you do such a great job with it, and you're always considerate of the coaches and the players. And I just want to tell you that, speaking for all coaches, we can't thank you enough.